A Dodge Ram pickup seized by Greater Sudbury Police during a traffic stop really gets around. GSPS said the truck was not only used to commit the theft of pieces of heavy equipment back in April and was not only used to transport people involved in the overtime sports bar murder, also in April, but was also in the process of transporting more than $205,000 worth of illegal drugs when police pulled it over. Police said they received two complaints in April regarding the same pickup truck being involved in two thefts of heavy equipment. Information provided was that on April 18, 2023, a flatbed trailer and a Bobcat mini excavator were stolen from a business on O'Neill Drive West in Garson, and on April 25, 2023, a generator was stolen from a business on Maley Drive, GSPS said. In both situations, it is believed that the same Dodge Ram was used to commit the thefts and remove the pieces of equipment. The City Police Service's Break, Enter and Robbery, BEAR, unit began investigating the two incidents. Then, on May 19, police said they managed to locate the truck in question, and said they determined the driver was operating the vehicle while prohibited. Around 7:30 p.m. on May 19, 2023, members of patrol operations conducted a traffic stop on the vehicle on Lorne Street, GSPS said. The driver of the vehicle attempted to flee, however he was taken into custody for operation while prohibited. The passenger of the vehicle was released unconditionally. Police said upon searching the pickup, detectives located 588 grams of cocaine, 23 grams of fentanyl, 868 grams of methamphetamine, over 40 methamphetamine tablets, over 100 morphine tablets and over 120 hydromorphone tablets. The total value of the drugs seized was over $205,680, police said. Detectives also located a large quantity of cash and a handgun. The 48-year-old driver was charged with numerous offenses, including unauthorized possession of a firearm, tampering with a serial number, adult knowledge of a prohibited device or ammunition, unauthorized possession of a weapon in a motor vehicle, possession of a firearm, weapon contrary to a prohibition order X2, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, possession of a prohibited restricted firearm with ammunition, breach of probation order, breach of recognizance, possession for the purpose of trafficking X5, obstruct peace officer. He held in police custody and attended weekend and statutory holiday, WASH, court on May 20. But that's not all. Through the investigation, police allege the same truck was used on April 21 to transport people involved in a fatal shooting at the Overtime Sports Bar on Notre Dame Avenue. Police said a different person, a 41-year-old Sudbury resident, was driving the pickup during the overtime killing. On May 21, that 41-year-old was arrested and charged with accessory after the fact to murder in relation to the shooting at Overtime Sports Bar, as well as several other offenses in relation to the thefts reported in April and traffic stop conducted on May 19, as he was the passenger in the vehicle. The charges include unauthorized possession of a firearm, tampering with a serial number, adult knowledge of a prohibited device or ammunition, possession of firearm, weapon contrary to prohibition order X2, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, prohibited, restricted firearm with ammunition, possession for the purpose of trafficking X6, obstruct peace officer, theft over $5,000 X3, He was held in police custody overnight and attended WASH court on May 22 to answer to the charges. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and the two accused are considered innocent unless proven guilty.